This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, the basic level of fasting. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. This is A to Z, coming to you from IRIB English Radio, and I'm your host, Ali. Brothers and sisters, according to one of the classifications by some of our ulama of akhlaq, there are three levels explained for someone who keeps fast. The first one is the basic level. The second one is the moral level. The third one is the spiritual level. So let's talk about the basic level first, and then inshallah, if Allah gives us the tawfiq, we continue going through these different levels. The basic level of fasting is the fasting of the stomach. Stomach here is a symbol for physical desires of all types, food, drink, or sexual desires. This is a level where the person refrains from things mentioned in the list of muftirat, as we call them. Things that are forbidden while fasting, things that invalidate the fast, let's put it this way. By maintaining this level of fasting, people fulfill the duty of observing the fast and protect themselves from the hellfire. That's all you get at the end of this type of fasting. It will simply compensate for the wajib upon a Muslim's neck. So this is that bare minimum, bare bones, right? The least you have to do being a Muslim in the holy month of Ramadan. And it's just the basic level, right? While you should know that you have the opportunity to go to the higher levels, which of course is going to be much more rewarding, and we're going to discuss that. But know the jurisdiction of this basic level. The premise of this basic level is only abiding by those things which have been made haram upon you and those things that have been made wajib upon you. So you have to carry out the wajibat and you have to refrain from those muharramat, which are the forbidden things. And this is the bare minimum of fasting as prescribed by Islam, which every Muslim has to do except for those exemptions which have come in the books of jurisprudence. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing the three levels of fasting, and out of them we have decided to discuss the basic level of fasting. As you all know that there are three levels of fasting according to one classification: the basic level, the moral level, and the spiritual level. So the basic level of fasting is what we're discussing today. This is the level which has been described in the famous hadith as, many are those for whom fasting was nothing but hunger and thirst. What does that mean? Think about it. Physically, one can be in the state of fasting, but spiritually, he may not have anything to do with fasting. Now, this is bad. This is horrible, right? While you fulfill the zahiri and the apparent requirements of fasting, in essence and in spirit, you're still not fasting. Now, how can that be possible, you may be thinking, right? Well, you're not eating, you're not drinking, you're not having sexual activities, and you're not, you know, doing any haram acts that invalidate the fasting. At the same time, you are not careful in lying and backbiting and cheating other people. So essentially, you have killed the spirit of fasting while you are physically fasting. Staying hungry and thirsty to comply with the requirements of Islam is good, But what's better is that a person tries to do more than just staying hungry and thirsty. And that's what Islam has required us to do. You know, something beyond staying hungry and thirsty and just doing the wajibat and not performing the acts that invalidate fasting. Now, what are those additional things that we are referring to is what we're going to talk about in future. But know that this basic level of fasting is something that does not take you too far in your spiritual journey. We leave you in the care and protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will speak about the rest of the types in future. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, thank you very much for staying with us till the end of today's episode of A to Z. Don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com, Call of Islam page. We leave you all in the care of Allah. Till next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.